Radio Frimco.
Dude, I love that. When you press the wrong buttons. Hello, it's all going on here. It's gone dark. Very, very dark. Which is okay, because we got Tales from the Dark Side coming up in just a sec. But this is, right now, Dude Talk, the radio gig, episode 6, part 6. That's enough sixes, if you ask me. Yeah, September. Recording now. Was recorded 2009, many months ago. What is it, Dude Talk? Well, this is the radio gig. Dude Talk is the actual walk and talk support gig. A bunch of loonies, really. Once a month, a bunch of like-minded loonies go for a walk. All dudes and dudettes, big ones, small ones, fat ones, thin ones, old ones, young ones, some the size of your head. In what started as a simple gesture, a nod if you like, to mental health or well-being, as folk prefer. Either way, it's evolved nicely, and it's great to be in that great outdoors, shooting the breeze, breathing it all in. Join us if you're ever in or around here, these parts. Ooh, not those nurse. Dude Talk. It'll have its own page soon, but yeah, I keep writing that and I keep saying that, and well, I don't know. Throw enough mud, maybe something will stick. In the meantime, that's what I should be doing, is finding Tales on the Hip music. Let me do that while you carry on with a bit of the The scene. Fall is backstage at Denmark's biggest rock festival with Chuck Berry and Mrs. Dufresne. Oh, yes, she of the notoriously infamous spy, shepherd, sausage maker, seducer, ski instructor, and car mechanic. Between them, they are devising a plan that will need guile, courage, cunning, which is a little bit different to guile, and of course speed. Speed, guile, cunning and courage. They're to set sail to Vietnam to save the Saigon Six, who just happened to be a chicken, a duck, a cow, a pig and a goat. Oh, and a donkey. They were to start in the inner city farm, but they have been unlawfully imprisoned by the policeman in peach at the city gates. Which just sound of Mecca, and nothing to do with Meccano, and a little bit like Mocha, but not at all. Fall is starting in Denmark. Why? Because that's the last place Fall saw Chuck Berry play live. Well, at least the back of him, because he was backstage while he was front stage. Oh, and it was all going on, a little bit of Donovan going on there as well, which is very nice. Mellow yellow. Anyway, quite why Chuck is needed for this most dangerous of missions is uncertain, but as we know, Mrs. Dufresne works in mysterious ways. So where were we? Yes, Denmark. Dusk. Chuck enters stage left. You're right.
I'm sorry. That's all we have time for this week. You want to find out what happens to Fool and his intrepid team of bluff mercenaries set to liberate the Saigon Six? Then stay tuned for this station over the next few months, weeks, years. He'll get round to telling it. In the meantime,
turn the page. I can't turn the page. Oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah, in the meantime, that's what I was going to do. Tell us to have a listen to a bit of John Williams from as an idea where the Saigon 6 may be. A true story about that, the Saigon 6. That was lovely writing that. I remember it. We had an inner city farm, which didn't turn up because the police did nick the animals, or so I was told. I was left there with me bales of hay and me colouring in pictures for the kids to draw on. No animals. I can't remember who was playing. What was the gig there? It was a festival. A bunch of Aussies put on. Who was playing? Blood might have been playing. I don't know. I can't remember. I don't know if John Williamson was playing. We're going to have a bit of him and Botany Bay. He played on numerous occasions. The most notable rendition was with the group Bulla Mankanka, which folded neatly into the melodic enticings of The Smell of the Gum Trees and Goodbye Blinky Bill, as performed by the Koala Preservation Society and intertwined with galleries of Pink Galahs and She'll Be Alright under the influence of the Kootamundra Wattle. This true balladeer soon became the Australian cricket team's bread and butter that put the quiver up many a visiting team, especially in 2009. Or did they? I don't think they did, Edgbaston. But as Williamson played in the dressing rooms, does he still play there? It'd be interesting to find that out, actually. Does John Williamson still play out the cricket team's national anthem? I don't know, though. It's a nice tune, though, isn't it? Botany Bay. That's all we've got time for. Keep it turning, farewell, keep it wheel, keep it radioprimco.com. Ta-da.
Farewell to my rum culls as well. Farewell to the well-known Old Bailey, where I used for to cut such a swell, singing Tooralai, oorralai, adity, singing Tooralai, oorralai, ay, singing Tooralai, oorralai, adity, we're bound for Botany Bay. Tain't leaving old England we cares about, tain't cause we misspells what we knows, but because we all light-fingered gentry hops about with a log on our toes, singing Tooralai, oorralai, adity, singing Tooralai, oorralai, ay, singing Tooralai, oorralai, adity, we're bound for Botany Bay. Now the captain, as is our commander, the bosun and all the ship's crew, are the first and the second class passengers, knows what we poor convicts go through, singing Tooralai, oorralai, adity, singing Tooralai, oorralai, ay, singing Tooralai, oorralai, adity, we're bound for Botany Bay. Oh, had I the wings of a turtle dove, I'd soar on my pinion so high, slap bang to the arms of my Polly love, and in her sweet presence I'd die, singing Tooralai, oorralai, adity, singing Tooralai, oorralai, ay, singing Tooralai, oorralai, adity, we're bound for Botany Bay. So come all you young dukies and duchesses, take warning from what I've to say. Mind all is your own as your touches is, or you'll find us in Botany Bay, singing Tooralai, oorralai, adity, singing Tooralai, oorralai, ay, singing Tooralai, oorralai, adity, we're bound for Botany Bay, singing Tooralai, oorralai, adity, singing Tooralai, oorralai, ay, singing Tooralai, oorralai, adity, we're bound for Botany Bay.
What we've got here is AgeLifeRadio.com.
Aha!